Californians waited a long time to see if their votes would make a difference in the presidential race, and they nearly made it to the finish line. But minutes before polls closed, Hillary Clinton stepped up to a podium and declared victory as the Democratic candidate. That started a night of celebration for her supporters, bolstered by her surprisingly easy victory in the California primary. KALW's Judy Silber was at the Audio Bar in San Francisco at a campaign party.
It's late in the evening, and the atmosphere at the official Clinton party in San Francisco, where there are about 100 people, is exuberant. People say they have come to celebrate an historic moment. That state organizer, Peggy Moore, she reminds the crowd that there's a lot more work to do, but the feeling is that there's no more waiting. Volunteers, supporters, and organizers, along with prominent California politicians, are now confident that their candidate is the Democratic nominee. And they talk about how it's now time to unite the party behind her.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Bash. I'm from Martinez. I'm president of the Contra Costa Young Democrats out in the East Bay. I'll be asked my membership split evenly, Hillary versus Bernie. We need to come together, young people, Bernie supporters, Clinton supporters, to really win this thing.
In San Francisco, I'm Judy Silber for Cross Currents.
Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders supporters packed into the Lost and Found Bar in downtown Oakland last night to watch the results come in. KALW's Eli Wirtschafter was there.
The mood here is like a sports match, and even though it looks like their team won't win the title, people are stoked that they made it to the playoffs. The crowd here includes both young and old. I talked to a woman who's been an activist since Freedom Summer in the 1960s, and to one organizer who had never even voted before. This is the first time that Santiago Halti has campaigned for a candidate.
Yeah, I'm here to process and to talk with other people, and ultimately that's the type of democracy that Bernie wants to have, right? Not everybody just watching the news by ourselves in our houses, but going out there and debating ideas and different points of view. And after what happened today, I wanted to be with other people and have a chance to discuss and agree or disagree on where we go from here.
These supporters feel like Sanders has been underestimated for the entire campaign, and they're not yet ready to give up. They hope he'll take his message to the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. In downtown Oakland, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.
Aside from the presidential races, all Bay Area voters have the chance to vote for candidates to replace outgoing U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer. They favored Kamala Harris and Loretta Sanchez, who will now face off in November. There was also an historic ballot measure for Bay Area voters to consider. KALW's Angela Johnston reports on Measure AA.
Last night, Bay Area voters made history by casting their vote for or against Measure AA. It was the first ever nine-county ballot measure and the first proposed regional tax to raise money for Bay restoration. It needs a two-thirds supermajority to pass, and here at Spur headquarters in Oakland, supporters watched with balloons, tacos, and whiskey as the results trickled in slowly but surely throughout the evening. But when the party wrapped up, the results were still too close to call. If it passes, the tax will collect $12 a year from property owners in all nine Bay Area counties over 20 years, raising a total of $500 million. That money would go to things like marsh restoration, improving water quality, and preparing the area for sea level rise. Here's Janice Miller from the California League of Conservation Voters.
The Bay is really a front line between, you know, healthy wildlife, healthy air, healthy water. So no matter what, everyone is impacted by this.
The measure had a lot of support from environmentalists, local politicians, and businesses like Chevron, Google, and Facebook. Some people think it's unfair because of this. They don't want to pay the same amount as a big company. And the measure wasn't as popular in counties like Napa, Sonoma, and Solano, counties with fewer miles of shoreline. For KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston.
Voters were in the mood to pass propositions last night. In San Francisco, all five props passed. Here's KALW's housing reporter Liza Veal on Prop C.
Prop C passed last night, so the San Francisco supervisors now have the power to raise affordable housing requirements on developers. The city's chief economist is going to weigh in soon with a feasibility study about how high is too high for these requirements. But Supervisor Aaron Peskin isn't promising to go along with whatever the chief economist advises.
Our decisions will be influenced by these very fair and smart people and their reports, and are going to be influenced by the negotiations and the political process. But I guarantee you that we're not going to slow down the development of new housing in San Francisco, and we are vastly going to increase the amount of affordable and middle-income housing that San Francisco is going to build moving forward.
We'll see how it plays out now that the Board of Supervisors has the power to control this rule.
KALW's housing reporter Liza Veal on Prop C. San Franciscans also passed a ballot measure that would require the city's police watchdog to investigate all officer-involved shootings. KALW's criminal justice reporter Holly J. McDeed has more.
Supervisor Malia Cohen, who spearheaded the measure, is getting ready to celebrate Prop D's overwhelming victory outside Mercer Nightclub in Soma. For her, it's personal.
When I think about the conversations that I've had with Mario Woods' mother, with the parents of Amilcar Perez Lopez, I made promises that I was going to bring about some reforms that were going to be meaningful.
And with nearly 80% voters in favor of Prop D, it looks like she's also proposed a reform that a lot of people like. No organization publicly opposed the measure, and the police union voiced support. Thanks to Prop D, investigations of officer-involved shootings resulting in injury or death will now be investigated every time. But Cohen says this certainly won't be her last call for police reform.
Believe it or not, there are still several opportunities for us to begin to challenge and implement some change, particularly how we address use of force as well as officer-involved shootings.
Cohen expects to use the momentum from Prop D to bring the next reform proposal to voters come November. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.
Presidential picks aside, last night was a big one for progressive politics in the Bay Area. That was felt in the passage of many new taxes and also in the makeup of San Francisco's Democratic County Central Committee. Of 24 committee members elected last night, a majority are part of the reform slate. We had help in our election coverage from Meredith Hodenot, Justine Lee, James Rollins, Syra Trejo, and Mary Lee Williams. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.